So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned Mais Yedeo Mitziyasa, Afal Pisha Loi Gavsa, Mais Ha'av Harehen Shalach. If the father dies before receiving her wages and findings, Sha'asa Sabachayev, that she earned while he was alive, her brothers, who inherit the father, collect it, because Kvar Zacha B'Mo'av, the father was already entitled to them before he died. The Gemara continues with the question. In the case of a daughter, a Yisayma, an orphan who is supported from her father's estate through Tanai Ksuba, who is entitled to her wages, Sha'asasa La'achar Misasai, which she earned after his death, Sha'loi Zacha B'Mo'av, which were not yet acquired by her father. Do we say b'mokim av kaimi mahasa ma'is yedel la'av hochanami ma'is yedel la'achin? The brothers, the yershim, the inheritors, take their father's position when providing mezainis, and just as her father is entitled to her wages, so too after his death, the brothers are entitled to her wages. Or loydami la'av hasa mididei misazna hochalav mididhu misazna. The brothers do not take their father's position when providing mezainis because the father provides mezainis from his own assets, whereas the brothers do not provide mezainis from their own assets, but from their father's assets. Therefore, ma'isi de la asma, she keeps her wages. This question is actually machloikis. Rav Sheshes holds ma'isi de la achen. Rav Yosef and Rav hold ma'isi de la atzma. Rav Kana supports the opinion of Rav that she keeps her wages from the pasuk "Bisnachaltem oisim levenechem acharechem, oisim levenechem v'loy v'noisechem levenechem." The word "oisim" excludes and teaches that only Evid Kenani, his servants, are bequeathed to the sons. But eino the meirish zchus bita lebnoi, his daughter's benefits are not bequeathed to the sons. Zok the Mishnah Hamaris is bita v'girsha irsa v'nis armala. In the case of a father who accepted the initial condition for his daughter, a katana or a nara, and she was subsequently divorced. He then accepted a second condition, and she was subsequently widowed. He is entitled to both ksubas, because erusin einu moitzi mishos ha'av, kedushin does not release a daughter from her father's jurisdiction. However, hisia v'girsha, hisia v'nis armala, ksubasa shalah. If he performed the initial marriage for his daughter, a katana or a nara, and she was subsequently divorced, he then performed a second marriage, and she was subsequently widowed, she is entitled to both kesubas. Rabbi Huda Aimer, Harishayna Shal Av. Rabbi Huda disagrees and says that her father is entitled to the kesuba of the first marriage. Amrulai, Mishasiya in Levi Rishuspa. The Chacham replied that he is not entitled to the first kesuba because the initial marriage releases her from his jurisdiction. Rashi explains that our Mishnah accords with the opinion Arusa Yeshla Ksuba. The Chacham initiated that a woman is entitled to a Ksuba at the time of Erisin. However, the Gemara explains that the Machlekes is, when is Zacha Boha'av? When does the father acquire the rights to the Ksuba? They both agree that it is not at the time of Erisin. However, Behuda says, Basar Ksiv Aslima. The father acquires the Ksuba at the time it is written. Therefore, Harishayin Nishalav. Because the first ksuba was written while she was still in Arusa before the first nisuin. However, Hashniya Shalah, the second ksuba belongs to her, because the ksiva was after the first nisuin, which was Meitzi Mishosav. The Chacham say, Baster Gevay Nazlin. The father acquires the ksuba at the time it is collected. Therefore, ksubasa Shalah, even the first ksuba is hers, because it was collected after the first nisuin, which is Meitzi Mishosav. However, Maidra Rabbi Huda b'ma'aras as bitur kishikatana ubagra v'achkech nisis she'ein lavi rishuspa. Rabbi Huda agrees with the Chacham in the case of where the father accepted kedushin while his daughter was a katana, but she only got married after she became a begeris, that her father is not entitled to the ksuba because the ksiva was after bagras, which is meitzi mishusav. The Gemara continues discussing ksubas arusa. Umigva me emes gavya. When does the shibud of the ksuba take effect to be terev melekuches to allow her to confiscate properties that were sold to others? Rav Huna says, mana mesai min ha'erisin, v'tesefes min ha'nisuin. The initial ksuba of 100 or 200 zuz can be collected from lekuches who purchase properties subsequent to kedushin, because as Rashi explains, ikur ksuba midrabanan nishtabed. the initial ksubas arusa is a derabbanan obligation, and the shibud took effect at the time of kedushin. But the additional kesuba can only be collected from lekuches who purchased property subsequent to ksiva shtar kesuba, the writing of the kesuba prior to the marriage, because Tosefes kesuba may atzmo yishtabed. The additional kesuba is his personal obligation, and the shibud only took effect at the time of ksiva. Rav Asi disagrees and says echad zeh ve'echad zeh min ha'nisuin. The entire kesuba, both the initial and added kesuba, can only be collected from lekuches who purchased properties subsequent to ksivas ha'ksuba, because as Rashi explains, machlo l'shibud dekama, she absolves him from the shibud of the ksuba from the time of kedushin, and is willing to accept a new shibud for the entire ksuba from the time of ksivas shtar ksuba.